Thing I haven't seen all of you almost for 2 months.
我已经几乎两个月没有看到大家。
But praise and thank God I'm here, and for the last week we have a student spiritual convocation here.
但是感谢赞美主，今天我有办法在这里。那我们在上个礼拜，我们在这里举办学生联谊会。
This morning I'd like to share with you the topic 70 times 7 equal forgiveness from the heart.
今天早上我想跟大家分享的题目是七十乘七等于完，从心里饶恕人。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 18.
我们请翻到马太福音第18章。
The book of Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音第18章。
18 verse 35.
第18章第35节。
The book of Matthew chapter 18 verse 35.
马太福音第18章第35节。
So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses.
第35节, 你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄, 我天父也要这样待你们。
So here in Matthew chapter 18, our Lord Jesus Christ told a parable of the unforgiven servant.
那在马太福音第18章, 我们的主耶稣讲了这个不饶恕人的恶仆的比喻。
Because during this time, Peter asked our Lord Jesus Christ,
因为在这个时候, 彼得问我们的主耶稣,
If my brother sinned against me,
如果弟兄得罪我,
How many times should I forgive him for his sin?
我当饶恕他几次呢?
And Peter said, Up to 7 times.
那彼得说,
But our Lord Jesus Christ said, No, it's not up to 7 times.
但是我们的主耶稣说, 不是七次,
But up to 70 times 7.
乃是到70个七次。
So in other words, it's 490 times.
换句话说是490次。
Is that what our Lord Jesus Christ tried to teach us?
但是主耶稣要教导我们的是这个吗?
So if a person sinned against us,
所以如果一个人得罪我们,
if you be able to forgive them 490 times, then these 490 times is enough.
如果我们可以原谅他们490次就够了吗?
But actually, what our Lord Jesus Christ tried to tell us,
但其实我们的主耶稣想要教导我们的是,
that if our brother or sister sinned against us,
如果我们的弟兄姐妹得罪我们,
if we be able to forgive that person from our heart,
如果我们可以从心里饶恕他们,
at the first time,
第一次,
and this is should be enough.
第一次这样子从心里饶恕就足够了。
But if we cannot forgive our brother and sister, they're trusted from our heart, then even to take up to 490 times, we must do it.
但是如果我们从心里没有办法饶恕我们的弟兄姐妹, 就算饶恕490次, 还是要继续试。
So that's why 70 times 7 equal forgiveness from the heart.
所以70个7次 就等而是从心里饶恕人。
That's why in verse 35.
所以在第35节,
So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespass.
所以主耶稣才会说, 你们个人若不是从心里饶恕你的弟兄, 我天父也要这样待你们了。
So in other words, if you and I cannot forgive one another,
所以如果我们没有办法彼此的饶恕,
then the heavenly Father will also not forgive us.
我们的天父也不会饶恕我们。
But of course, forgiving others is very difficult.
那当然饶恕一个人是非常的困难。
Especially when someone sinned against us.
尤其如果有人得罪我们。
Now I remember when I was in high school,
我记得我高中的时候,
there's a kid, his name is Ty.
有一个另外一个, 我们班上有个同学, 名字叫Ty。
And even though his name is Ty, but he was Caucasian.
虽然他的名字叫做Ty, 但是他是个白人。
And in high school, I was a very popular kid.
那在高中的时候, 我是非常受欢迎的一个人。
And I hang out with all the cool kids. Right?
那全部这个学校比较受欢迎的人都会跟我一起。
But my junior year,
但是我二年级的时候,
Ty, he transferred from one of the schools in Chicago.
我高二的时候, 这个Ty就从另外一个芝加哥的高中转到我们学校。
And Ty, he's very nerdy looking.
那这个Ty长得非常蠢。
And during that time, he had zits all over his face.
那时候他满脸都是青春痘。
So because of this, a lot of kids make fun of him.
因为这样子很多学生都会嘲笑他。
But when I look at him,
但是我看他的时候,
I really feel bad for him.
我就真的很难过。
So because of this, I just hang out with him for a couple of times.
那因为这样子我都尽量跟他, 出去玩。
Because I hang out with him, then we also became a cool kid.
但是因为我经常, 肯跟他出去, 玩, 所以他也变成一个很受欢迎的学生。
And from that on, nobody picked on him.
那从那之后就没有人会来嘲笑他。
But because during that time, I became his good friend.
因为那时候我成为他的好朋友。
I even remember one time he wanted to go to a prom with one of the girls, but, you know, he's too shy to ask, and there's no way this girl gonna go to the prom with him.
那我还记得那时候我们高中有办舞会，那他想要邀请学校另外一个女生跟他去，但是这个女生绝对不肯，不会跟他去。
But I feel very bad for him.
但那时候我真的很为他感觉到难过。
So I went to the girl.
所以我就跑到那个女生那里。
And I asked him, Hey, can you do me a favor?
就问他说，你可以 帮我一个忙吗?
Ty, he really want to go to the prom with you.
这个 Ty 真的很想要跟你一起去舞会。
Can you do me a favor, just go to the prom with him?
你可以帮帮我个忙，就跟他去吧。
And she did. She went to the prom with him.
那所以这个女生就真的跟泰去舞会。
So in other words, I treat him just like my own brother.
所以我就把他当作我的亲生这个弟兄一样。
Because back then my parents was also very wealthy.
因为那个时候我的父母也是非常的富有。
So every time we go out to eat, never once he would pay for anything.
从每次出去吃饭，他从来没有一次需要自己付钱。
I would pay for everything for him.
我会一切帮他付。
And everywhere he need to go, I used to, you know, drive him everywhere with my car.
那时候他需要去哪里？我都会用我的车子去载他。
But I remember my senior year, my parents went bankrupt.
但是我记得我高三的那一年，我的父母破产。
Then we lost everything.
我们失去一切。
And then one time we went to McDonald's.
那有一次我们去麦当劳。
I can never forget this.
我永远忘不了这一刻。
Because this is very sad for me.
对我来说。
Thinking about it.
回想到这一刻是非常的伤心。
So we both were very hungry.
那时候我们两个都非常的饿。
And then we went to McDonald's.
所以我们就去麦当劳。
And that time I have no money on me at all.
那时候我身上完全都没有钱。
But he had money.
但是他还有一点钱。
Then he ordered food.
所以他就去点这个套餐吃。
And he did not ask me if I want to, you know, anything from McDonald's.
但是他却没有问我说我想不想吃麦当劳任何东西。
Actually, that time we didn't go in, we just went by the drive-through.
那时候其实我们没有走进去，我们只是。在开车去点菜。
So he ordered what he wanted.
所以他就点了他想要吃的。
So I thought, oh, maybe he doesn't have enough money to order for me and for him.
所以我想说，可能我们在这个德莱树这个通道的时候，他是没有钱买我的份。
But when he took the money out,
但他把他钱拿出来的时候
，I remember it was a $20 bill.
我记得看到他是拿$20钞票。
Oh, maybe he's not that hungry, so he's gonna give most of his food to me, right?
所以我想说，可能他自己没有那么饿，所以他可能点到份食物是给我吃的。
And we got the food.
但是拿到食物的时候
，That he never once asked me if I want anything to eat.
他从来没有一次有问我我想不想吃。
And he's eating his Big Mac, whatever, and he was drinking the drink, and I was there. I was really hungry also, right?
他就坐在车上在吃他的汉堡，喝他的可乐，也那时候我非常的饿。
And I couldn't believe it.
那我不敢相信。
I'm like, wow, this kid is unbelievable.
我那时候想说，这个人真的很不可思议。
Even then, I was not mad at him.
但那时候我还是对他没有很生气。
I was disappointed.
我只是对他很失望。
But I wasn't mad.
但是我还没有生气。
So then, one other time.
所以再来下一次。
When we almost finished high school, senior year in high school already.
我们高中这个高三已经毕业的时候。
And then he found a job.
他就找到工作。
And this job, he built to ask other people also to work for him.
那他有了这个工作的时候，他可以去来雇其他人来为他工作。
So he said to me, "Hey, Woody, guess what?"
所以他就跟我说 ，Woody， 你猜什么
？Hey, I got this great job.
我刚拿到这个很好的工作。
And they give me like $30 an hour.
他们一个小时付我$30。
But in this $30, I also can hire some other people. You know, like I can pay whatever I want to them.
但他们一个小时付我$30，还让我自己来要请我。
And,
请人来为我工作，我还可以给他们薪水。
And he said, "Yeah, I have a couple of people work for me."
所以他就说我已经有找几个人来替我工作。
And I pay them only $5 an hour.
那我一个小时只付他们$5。
And I'm making $30 an hour.
那我自己一个小时赚$30。
Then he turned to me and said, "Hey, do you want a job too? I can give you $5 an hour."
那他就转向我跟我说，你想不想工作？我可以一个小时付你$5。
Actually, after that, I could not forgive him anymore.
那从那之后，我再也不能原谅他。
From that on, I never ever spoke to him again.
从那之后，我就再也没有跟他说话过。
Until this day, I never.
直到今天，我再也没有跟他说话。
And during that time, he wrote me many letters.
那在那个时候，他写很多信给我。
And he asked me, please forgive him and everything. I'm like, nope. He even come to my house. I never opened a door for him.
他一直写信问我说，拜托我原谅他，还跑到我家里来求我原谅他，但是我都说不行。
Why when someone wrong us?
因为有人得罪我们的时候
，It's very difficult to forgive them.
要原谅他们非常困难。
That's why Peter asked our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以彼得才会问我们的主耶稣基督。
If my brother sinned against me,
如果我的弟兄得罪我
，It's definitely enough if I forgive them 7 times.
如果我们饶恕他们七次，一定是足够的。
Can you imagine if I go to Daniel, right?
我们可以想象，如果我跑到 Daniel,
I slap him once in the face.
我打他一个巴掌
，and ask him, "Oh, please forgive me."
我跟他说，拜托原谅我。
Of course, the first time he might, okay, no problem.
可能第一次当然他就会说没问题。
And then the second time I slap him again.
那我再打他一个巴掌。
And then what Daniel forgive me as easily as the first time?
那Daniel会像第一次那么容易来原谅我吗?
Maybe the second time, yes, he'll be able to forgive me.
可能第二次他还是有办法原谅我。
What happened if I keep smacking him 7 times?
那如果我连续7次都打他个巴掌呢?
Can he forgive me for that 7 times?
他可以全部7次都来原谅我吗?
It would be very difficult.
是非常困难的。
Just, but our Lord Jesus Christ said, no, not only 7 times, it's 70 times 7.
但是主耶稣说不只是七次，是70个七次。
So in other words, no matter what our brothers and sisters have done to us,
换句话说,不管我们的弟兄姐妹对我们做了什么,
what we need to do is to forgive them from our heart.
我们必须从心里来饶恕他们。
Then he gave a parable.
再来他就讲一个比喻。
This parable about two people.
这个比喻在讲两个人。
One servant owed his master 10,000 talents.
有一个仆人欠了他的主人1000万银子。
But the servant, fellow servant, owed him 100 denarii.
但是他 这个仆人他有另外一个同伴只欠他10两银子。
Let's read chapter 18 verse 24.
我们来看第18章第24节。
Matthew 18:24.
马太福音第18章第24节。
And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents, verse 25.
25节。
But as he was not able to pay his master, master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. So we can see in these two verses,
我们这里可以从这两节看到,
this servant owed his master 10,000 talents.
这个仆人欠了他的主人1000万银子。
So the servant was brought to the master.
所以这个仆人就被带到主人面前。
But the servant, there's no way he can pay back all the money he owed his master.
仆人不可能把所有欠的钱还给主人。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because 10,000 talents is a lot of money.
因为1000万银子是非常大的一个数字。
For example, 1 talent equals 6,000 denarii.
这里一个银子是6000两银。
So 10,000 talents, this means one day you can work and you can make 1 denarii.
所以 如果你工作一天，你可以赚1两银子。
So if someone owe you 10,000 talents,
所以如果有人欠你1000万银子,
you have to work 200 years to pay them back.
你要工作200年才有办法赚足够的钱来还他们。
So what does that mean?
所以这是什么意思呢?
There's no way in his lifetime the servant can work and make enough money to pay his masters.
这个仆人在他生命当中是不可能赚足够的钱来还他的主人。
But look at verse 25.
但是我们看第25节。
But what is he's not able to pay?
因为他没有办法还债。
So because of this, the master commanded not only him to be sold, his wife, his children, and everything that he has.
所以主人就吩咐不只是把他和他的妻子还有儿女，还有并他有一切的所有的东西都要卖掉。
So what is this parable saying to us?
所以这个仆人，这个比喻是要教导我们什么呢？
Our motivation to forgive others.
我们要饶恕人的动机。
Is how much we owe our Lord Jesus Christ and how much He has forgiven us.
应该是在我们的主耶稣，我们欠了我们的主耶稣多少，那我们的主耶稣饶恕我们多少。
When you and I were born,
因为我们出生的时候,
we born in sin.
我们是在罪里出生。
And there's no way we can pay this debt back to God.
我们是不可能把这个债还清的。
And the consequence of sin is eternal condemnation.
因为罪的代价就是永远的刑。
So in other words, we owe our master 10,000 talents.
换句话说，是我们欠我们的主人1000万银子。
Even we work for 200 years, we cannot pay back the master.
就算我们工作200年，我们也没有办法还清。
But look at verse 26.
但是我们看第26节。
The servant therefore fell before him, saying, "Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all."
这仆人就俯伏在他主人面前说：“主啊，宽容我。” 将来我都要还清。
Here, the servant, even though he said to the master, have patience with me.
虽然这个仆人对他主人说，你要宽容我。
And I will pay you all.
将来我都要还清。
But the master knows that there's no way the servant can pay all the money back.
但是这个主人知道，这个仆人是不可能还清的。
But why was the master be able to forgive the servant for how much he owed him?
但是为什么这个主人有办法原谅这个仆人呢?
Look at verse 27.
我们看第27节。
Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion.
那仆人的主人就动了慈心。
This is why the master be able to forgive the servant his debt.
这就是为什么这个主人 会把这个仆人的债清掉。
Because he was moved with compassion.
因为他动了慈心。
Because he was moved with compassion, then this master released him.
因为这个主人动了慈心，他就把仆人释放了。
And because he was moved with compassion, the master forgave him the debt.
因为这个主人动了慈心，他就免了仆人的债。
So the same thing for you and I nowadays.
所以今天对我们来说也是一样的。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ loved us so much.
因为我们的主耶稣基督是如此的爱我们。
He died for us.
他为我们死。
Shed his blood for us.
为我们流他的宝血。
And through that, he purchased us from our sin.
透过这个，他就从我们在罪里被他赎回。
So in other words, we owe our life to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们其实是我们的生命其实是我们的主耶稣的。
Even if we give our life for Lord Jesus Christ,
就算我们把我们的生命给了主耶稣，
our life is not worth enough for what our Lord Jesus Christ have done for us.
我们生命的价值也不足主耶稣所为我们做的。
So the master had compassion on him.
所以这个仆人。这个主人对这个仆人动了慈心。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ had compassion on us.
就像我们的主耶稣基督对我们动了慈心。
That's why he released us from our sin.
所以他才让我们从罪中得到释放。
That's why he forgave us from our debt.
他才免了我们的债。
So because of this,
因为这样子，
we also should learn to forgive one another.
我们也必须学习要怎么饶恕对方。
But look at verse 28.
那我们看第二十八节。
But that servant.
那个仆人
that servant that owed the master 10,000 talents
那个欠他主人一千万银子的仆人
went out and found one of his fellow servants
他出来就遇见他的一个同伴
who owed him only 100 denarii
只欠他十两银子
actually 100 denarii there's definitely he can work and repay back
其实这个十两银子他同伴一定可以自己工作来还他
but what did the servant did to his fellow servant.
但是这个仆人对他的同伴做什么呢?
First, he laid hand on him.
他把他的手他揪着他
and took him by the throat.
掐住他的喉咙。
You can see when the master brought the servant to him, the Bible never say that he caught him by the throat and brought it to him. Never say that.
我们看到这个主人把这个前一个仆人带进来的时候，圣经从来没有记载说他是掐着他的喉咙。
But this servant,
但是这个仆人
his fellow servant owed only 100 denarii.
他的同伴只欠他十两银子。
That is nothing compared to 10,000 talents.
这跟这个一千万银子根本没有办法做相比。
But he went out there.
但他还是出去。
Took his fellow servant by the throat.
还是掐住他同伴的喉咙。
And then asked him to pay whatever he owes.
就跟他说你把所欠的还我
But look at verse 29.
但是我们看第二十九节
So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him
他的同伴就俯伏应求他
Look at his fellow servant
我们看他的同伴
Actually when this servant went before his master
其实这个仆人在他主人面前的时候
The Bible never said he fell down before his feet and begged the master The Bible not say that
圣经没有记载说他也同样俯伏来应求他的主人
But his fellow servant
但是他的同伴
fell before his feet
倒在他面前
and beg him
来求他
and saying have patience with me and I will pay you all
来跟他说宽容我吧将来我必还清
so when his fellow servant say this
所以当他的同伴对他这么说的时候
yes he is capable of paying him back what he owes
他的同伴的确是有办法来还清他的债
but look at verse 30
但是我们看第三十节
and he would not
但他不肯
why he not able to forgive his fellow servant
为什么这个仆人没有办法原谅他的同伴呢
because he has no compassion on him
因为他身上并没有任何
because he has no love for him
他对他的同伴没有任何的爱
so that's why he cannot forgive his fellow servant
所以他才没有办法原谅他的同伴
so because of this
因为这样子
he went and threw him into prison
他竟把这个同伴丢到监牢里
you see this the fellow servant did not even owe him enough that he can sell his servant, right?
我们看到这个同伴欠这个仆人的并没有那么多，所以这个仆人不能把他所有的这个家人拿去卖。
First, the servant is not his fellow servant's master.
因为第一，这个仆人并不是他同伴的主人。
So he cannot sell his fellow servant.
所以他不能把这个同伴拿去卖。
The best thing he can do is to put him in jail.
他能做最坏的事情就是把他丢到监牢里面。
The master can do all these things to him.
但是这个仆人的主人却可以对这个仆人做一切事情。
Can sell him?
他可以把他人卖了，把他妻子卖了。
His children?
把他儿女卖了。
And all that he has.
也可以把他所有的财物都拿去卖。
But the master, because he was filled with compassion.
但是因为他的主人动了慈心
he did not do any of these things to him.
他对他没有做任何这些事情
But this servant
但是这个仆人
，His fellow servant owed him only 100 denarii.
他同伴只欠他十两银子。
Then he put him in prison.
他就把他丢下监牢。
Look at verse 31.
我们看第三十一节。
So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that he had been done. Verse 32.
三十二节。
Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgive you all the debt because you begged me." Verse 33.
33.
Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? Verse 34.
34.
And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So we can see, right? To forgive, it does mean to forget.
我们这里可以看到，原谅并不是等于忘记。
Just like the master here,
就像这里的主人一样
he forgave his servant.
这个主人已经饶恕了他的仆人
but he did not forget.
但他却没有忘记
So because of this, when the servant did wicked things to his fellow servant, the master went back and took him and brought him to the torture.
所以当这个仆人对他同伴做出这个恶事的时候，主人听到了，就把这个仆人抓回来，拿去刑罚。
So what does that mean for us?
所以这对我们来说是什么呢
When we forgive one another,
当我们彼此原谅的时候
it does not mean we forget.
并不是代表我们就要把这件事情忘记
And the reason we can forgive one another because we know what they have done and whatever they have done, we still be able to forgive them.
我们有办法饶恕原谅一个人是因为我们还知道这个人对我们做什么我们虽然知道还是选择要去饶恕
If someone did something bad to us,
如果有人得罪我们
and we hit our head and we lose our memory,
那我们刚好打到头就失去记忆
thenCan we be angry that person did something bad to us?
我们那时候还可以对得罪我们的人生气吗
？We cannot.
我们就没有办法。
Why? Because we forgot about.
因为我们已经忘记了。
So that's why when we talk about sinning to forgive other people who sin against us.
所以当我们在说要来原谅得罪我们的人
，We know what they have done to us.
我们原谅他们，还是知道他们对我们做什么。
But whatever they done to us, we still can forgive them for that sin.
但是不管他们对我们做什么，我们还是有办法饶恕他们的罪。
So here in Matthew chapter 18.
所以在这里，在马太福音十八章
，Our greatest motivation to forgive one another，
我们彼此饶恕最大的动机
，is for our own self。
我们的动力其实是为了我们自己。
If you and I cannot forgive one another，
因为如果我们没有办法彼此来饶恕
，then our Lord Jesus Christ cannot forgive us。
我们的主耶稣也没有办法来饶恕
我们。So in other words, to forgive others is to release ourselves from this burden。
所以其实来彼此饶恕是把我们自己从这个重担当中得到释放。
So that's why when we talk about forgiveness,
所以我们在讲饶恕的道理的时候
，It's everything has to do with love.
其实一切事情都是跟爱有关。
So sometimes in church,
有时候在教会里面
，When we wrong one another,
当我们彼此得罪的时候
，Then for the next 25 years we cannot forgive one another.
可能接下来25年我们都没有办法来原谅。
Sometimes members come up to me.
有时候信徒会来跟我说。
And they feel, no, they stress me that they don't really like this person too much.
他们就一直跟我说，他们很不喜欢另外一个人。
And quite often I ask why.
那有时候我就问他们说，为什么呢
？You know, 20 years ago they did something to me.
他们就会跟我说，哦，因为是二十年前这个人得罪了我。
And sometimes I'm like in shock. What do you mean, 20 years ago? 20 years, right?
有时候我就会很惊讶说，你确定你说二十年，二十年吧
？And they say yes.
他们就说是二十年
and then ask them what did they do
我就问他们说那二十年前他们是怎么得罪你的
really and sometimes when they tell me what they did to them then it's really nothing at all
那有时候他们分享其他人怎么去得罪他们我就觉得这真的并不是什么大不了的事情
but we really in our heart we cannot forgive them
但是我们从心里没有办法原谅
but if we cannot forgive one another
但是如果我们没有办法彼此饶恕
there's no way we can ask God to forgive us
我们就没有办法请求神来原谅我们。
That's why in the Lord's prayer，
所以在这个主的祷告文里面
，Forgive us for our debt, that we also can forgive our debtors。
我们求神来原谅我们的债，如同我们免了其他人的债。
But of course, forgiveness is not easy。
所以，但是这个饶恕并本身不是简单的。
I remember a sister。
我记得有一个姐妹
，and she's the only member in TJC。
她是这个她家中唯一的天主教会的信徒。
And her mother was divorced and have another father. I have another husband.
那她的妈妈有离婚过，然后又再婚。
Because this husband is her stepfather.
所以这个姐妹有这个继父。
But this husband used to beat up her mom all the time.
但是她的继父经常会去打她妈妈。
2-3 times the mother had to go to ICU, right?
那有两三次他妈妈必须送去这个医院的 ICU。
Because he would beat, you know, he would beat her mother, you know, very severely.
因为他的继父会打，把他妈妈打得非常严重。
And all this time she hated her stepfather.
那这整个这个时间，他都非常的痛恨他的继父。
Even though the stepfather, you know, verbally abused her and stuff like that, but he never beat her. But nevertheless, she see it all the time that he beat her mother.
那虽然这个继父从来没有只是用这个话语来骂这个女儿，但从来没有动手打女儿，但是这个女儿有看到这个继父怎么去打她妈妈，所以还是很讨厌她。
Hate her stepfather.
所以她是真正的非常痛恨她的继父。
And she swore she would never ever forgive the stepfather what have he done to her mother.
她还发誓说她永远不会原谅她的继父。
Then one day she came, you know, she back then she was not baptized in our church.
那在那个时候她还没有在我们教会受洗。
So she really had this hatred against her stepfather.
所以她心中真的有对她继父这个很大的恨。
And every time she visited her stepfather, she would hate him so much.
所以每次她去看她这个继父的时候，就会非常的痛恨他。
Even sometimes thinking about doing something bad to him.
有时候她心里还会想对他做什么不好的事情。
So one time.
所以有一次
，she after she got baptized in church.
她在教会受洗之后
，and she went to visit her mother again.
她就再去看她父母。
And when she saw her stepfather.
她看到她继父的时候
she had this hatred inside of her.
她心中就有这个恨。
But then when she kneeled down and prayed,
当她跪下来祷告的时候
God told her,
神就跟她说
you must forgive this person.
你必须原谅这个人。
If you don't forgive this person, I also cannot forgive you.
你不原谅这个人，我也不能原谅你。
And she said to herself,
所以她就对自己说
how can I forgive him?
我怎么可以原谅他呢？
First, he doesn't even believe in you.
第一，他完全不相信你。
And second, for many years, he's beating up my mom. Even now, he still beat up my mom.
第二，他已经许多年在打我妈妈，他现在还在打我妈妈。
But God told her very clearly.
但是神跟他说得很清楚。
If you do not forgive him,
如果你不原谅他
I cannot forgive you.
我就也不能原谅你。
So the sister became very sad.
所以这个姐妹就非常的难过。
Because she really did not want to forgive this man for what he had done.
因为她真的很不想，真的很不想要原谅这个人，因为他所做的这些恶事。
So she prayed to God.
所以她就向神祷告。
And she asked God.
她就跟神求。
God, please, I truly do not want to forgive this man.
她就跟神求说，神啊。我真的很不想要原谅这个人。
But if it takes me to forgive him for you to forgive me, then please give me the strength to forgive this man.
但是如果我必须原谅他，你才肯原谅我，请你赐给我力量，有办法原谅他。
So she continued to pray.
她就这样子祷告。
And every time she prayed, her burden of hating this man, you know, began to lift up.
那她每次祷告的时候，她恨这个男人的这个负担就越来越轻。
Then the burden become lighter and lighter.
那这个重担就越来越轻。
And she got to the point.
那直到有一点。
That she had no hatred to this man at all.
她就完全对这个人没有任何的恨。
But at the same time, doesn't mean they become best friends.
但同时不是代表说他们就突然间变最要好的朋友。
But from now on, when she go visit her mother.
但从那之后，她去看她父母的时候。
She can say hello to her stepfather.
她跟她的继父就有办法打招呼。
Without any kind of hatred inside her heart.
是心中完全没有带任何恨意的打招呼。
So, in other words, when we forgive one another.
所以当我们可以彼此饶恕的时候。
It doesn't mean we have to be best friend with them.
并不是代表我们一定要跟那个人变成最好的朋友。
But to forgive other, this means, that means,For us, we show that we love them and care for them.
但是当我们彼此饶恕的时候，我们可以表现出来，我们真的关心这个人，我们可以去爱这个人。
And sometimes the person we forgive, they don't even know that we have forgiven them.
那有时候我们饶恕的这个人本身自己也不晓得我们饶恕他们。
But God knows.
但是神知道。
If we don't, in our heart, we keep hating them.
因为如果我们心中还一直去恨这个人
then we are not true Christian.
我们就不是真的基督徒
but even if we forgive them,
但是就算我们原谅他们
it doesn't mean we need to be their best friend.
不代表说我们一定要成为他们最好的朋友
but we must take that burden out of our heart.
但是我们必须把心中的这个重担
so this is true. We, none of us in this room should have any kind of hatred toward anybody.
所以我们现在在这房间里面应该任何人心中都不能有这种恨意
Why? Because if we have hatred toward them,
因为如果我们对任何人有这种恨意
or we cannot forgive what they have done to us,
或者我们不能原谅一个人对我们所做的事情
then the Heavenly Father cannot forgive us.
我们的天父也同样不能原谅我们
So why would we do that to ourselves?
所以我们干嘛对自己这样做呢
to forgive others.
所以我们必须彼此饶恕
As our Lord Jesus Christ forgive us.
就如我们的主耶稣基督来饶恕我们
verse 35.
所以在第35节
So my Heavenly Father also will do to you.
我的天父也这样子待你们。
Do what?
那要怎么待我们呢
？Deliver us to the torturer.
是把我们交给这个掌刑的
until we pay everything.
等我们还清所有欠的
债。But if the servant is with the torturer,
但是如果这个仆人在跟这个掌刑的
how can he pay all his debt?
他怎么有可能把他的债还清呢？
He will be there for eternity.
这就代表说他会永远都在那边刑罚。
Just like for us.
所以跟我们来说是一样的。
Cannot forgive one another,
如果我们不能彼此饶恕
There's no way we expect the Heavenly Father to forgive us.
我们不能期待我们的天父能原谅我们。
But how do we know we truly have forgiven a person from our heart?
但是我们怎么知道我们可以 我们真的从心里饶恕一个人呢？
Let's go to Genesis 45.
我们来看创世纪第四十五章。
Genesis 45.
创世纪第四十五章。
The book of Genesis chapter 45.
创世纪第四十五章。
Verse
1
to verse
4.
Genesis chapter
45,
verse 1 to verse 4. Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried out, Make everyone go out from me. So no one stood with him. Why Joseph make himself known to his brother? Verse 2. And he wept out loud, and the Egyptian and the house of Pharaoh heard it. Verse 3. Then Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Let my father still live. But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. Verse 4. And Joseph said to his brother, Please come near to me. So they came near. Then he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. So we know at age of 17, Joseph's brothers sold him to Ishmaelites.
我们知道约瑟十七岁的时候就被他的弟兄卖给这个伊斯玛利人。
And the Ishmaelites sold him to Egypt.
所以那时候他被卖到埃及。
And for many years Joseph was a slave in Egypt.
所以许多年约瑟在埃及是做奴仆。
And not only that, he was also in prison.
那不只是这样，之后他又被丢到这个监牢里。
And he went through a lot of trial and tribulation.
所以他经历了很多的患难。
The reason because his brothers sold him.
那为什么会发生这些事情呢？是因为他的弟兄把他卖了。
Now in Genesis chapter 45,
现在创世纪第四十五章
，Joseph was second in charge.
约瑟已经是国中的这个宰相。
He was the prime minister in Egypt.
他是国中的这个第二有权力的人。
But all his brothers,
但是他所有的弟兄
，they were starving to death.
他们已经快饿死了。
So they came to Egypt try to find some food.
所以他们到了埃及想要找食物吃。
But during this time,
但是在这个时候
，Joseph wept many times.
约瑟已经哭了许多次。
Why? Because he missed his brothers very much.
因为他是非常想念他的弟兄。
But at the same time,
但同时
he really wanted to take revenge upon his brothers.
他真的很想要对他弟兄来报仇。
But as he go through the process,
但他经历这整个过程的时候
he came to an understanding.
他终于来了解
to forgive his brothers.
他必须饶恕他的弟兄。
So what is the first sign?That we truly forgive a person.
所以可以完全饶恕一个人，第一个表现是什么呢
？So during this time,
在这个时候
，Joseph invite his brothers to come and dine with him.
约瑟邀请他所有的弟兄来跟他一起吃饭。
But Joseph during that time he wanted to make himself known to his brothers because he could not handle anymore.
但在这个时候，约瑟想要显明自己给他的弟兄看，因为他没有办法再保这个秘密。
But before he did that,
但他在告诉他们之前
，he told all the Egyptians to go out.
他叫所有的埃及人都走出去。
Now it's only him and his brothers.
所以就只有他跟他的弟兄在房间里。
Look at verse 4.
我们看第四节。
And Joseph said to his brother, "Please come near to me." So they came near. Then he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt."
四节，约瑟又对他们弟兄说，请你们进前来。他们就进前来。他说，我是你们的兄弟约瑟，就是你们所卖到埃及的。
Joseph never forgot what his brothers did to him.
约瑟从来没有忘记他的弟兄对他做什么。
Just like right here,
就像这里讲。
He told him, "You sold me to Egypt."
他告诉他的这些兄弟，你们把我卖到埃及。
But only between him and his brothers.
但他就只有在他的哥哥们面前这样说。
He didn't let anybody else know.
他并没有让其他人知道。
So in other words, if you and I have forgave one another,
所以如果我们真的完全彼此饶恕
，we don't go and announce it to everybody.
我们不会到处去宣传。
Oh, you know that brother so and so.
我们不会到处去走说，你知道某某弟兄吗
？No, 5 years ago he did this to me, right?
你知道五年前他对我做什么吗
？Then when someone sinned against us,
或是有人得罪我们的时候
，we always go around and tell everybody.
我们总是走出去跟大家说。
If we do that,
我们这样做的话,
this means we truly have not forgiven that person from our heart.
就是代表我们真的没有从心里来饶恕这个人。
Yet even though we can say I forgive you,
因为就算我们可以跟他说我原谅你,
but anyone who speaks to us, we keep telling them what that person has done to us, this is not true forgiveness.
但是我们又跟周围所有的人来述说这个人是怎么得罪我们, 这就不是真的饶恕。
So this is the first sign to tell that we are truly forgiven a person or not.
所以完全饶恕一个人的第一个表现就是这个。
Do not let other people know what this person has done to us.
我们不会让其他人知道这个人是怎么来得罪我们的。
Because we have forgiven them already.
因为我们已经饶恕了他们。
Then look at verse 5.
那我们看第五节。
Genesis chapter 45 verse 5.
创世纪第45章第五节。
But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourself because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life.
主角现在不要因为把我卖到这里自忧自恨这是神差我在你们以先来为了要保全生命。This
is the second sign of true forgiveness.
这是完全饶恕的第二种表现。
We don't let a person feel so guilty for what they have done.
我们不会让这个我们所饶恕的人对自己所做的事情感到非常的自责。
Why? It says here, right? But now, do, therefore, be not grieved or angry with yourself.
因为这里不是对他的兄弟说，你们不要在这里自忧自恨。
Because you sold me here.
因为你们不要因为你们把我卖到这里。
So when other people sin against us,
自忧自恨，所以其他人得罪我们的时候，
most of the time they would feel very guilty.
大部分的时候，他们都会感到非常的内疚。
But if we truly have forgiven them,
但是如果我们真的饶恕他们，
we would not allow them to feel angry and you feel guilty for what they have done.
我们不会让他们自己感觉自忧自恨。
That's why sometimes when I do something wrong against my wife,
所以有时候如果我得罪我的妻子的时候，
and she always say, oh, don't worry about it.
我太太就会跟我说不要担心。
It's okay.
没问题。
Don't need to worry about it.
你不要担心。
Don't blame on yourself so much.
你不要一直怪自己。
You know, when I hear this,
那当我听到这个时候,
then I feel very good inside my heart.
我心里就感到非常的好。
But sometimes when we do something wrong to one another,
但是有时候我们彼此得罪的时候,
and we're upset with one another,
我们对彼此真的很生气的时候,
yeah, remember what you did to me last week?
我们就会被彼此的提醒说, 你记得你上个礼拜对我做什么吗?
And then I will be saying, you should feel guilty for what you have done to me last week, right?
我们这么说的时候, 其实我们是要跟对方说, 你应该感到很内疚。
And it's not true forgiveness.
那这就不是真正的饶恕。
Why? Because most of the time,
因为大部分
if the person have done something wrong to us,
如果一个人有得罪我们,
will they feel so guilty inside?
其实他们心中是感到非常的内疚。
And then they really beat themselves up.
他们真的会非常的自责。
But if we truly tell them,
但是如果我们真正的来跟他们说,
do not be angry at yourself.
你们不要对自己生气。
Do not feel, grieved because what you have done to me.
不要因为你们对我所做的自己感到忧伤。
Yes, you make a mistake.
是的，你有犯个错误。
Everyone make mistakes.
但是每个人都会犯错误。
But we must move on.
所以我们必须继续往前走。
Why? Even God can even make this mistake to become something very positive.
为什么呢? 因为神可以把这个错误改成一个非常正面的事情。
Just like what Joseph said to his brother.
就像瑞瑟对他兄弟所说的,
yeah, you sold me to Egypt.
是的，你们把我卖到埃及。
But you know what? God turned it to become very positive.
但是你知道吗? 神却把这个转成一个非常正面的事情。
Why? God brought me here so I can save lives.
因为神把我拆在这里, 所以我可以保存大家的生命。
So the same thing for us.
所以对我们来说是一样的。
When someone wrong against us,
当有人得罪我们的时候,
if we look very deeply into it,
如果我们真的去 这个醒察,
we can learn a lot from it.
我们可以学习到很多。
Then make sure we allow that person to forgive themselves.
所以我们要确定，我们要让这个得罪我们的人有办法原谅他们自己。
And this is true love.
这才是真正的爱。
If we never allow them to forgive themselves,
如果我们从来不让他们来原谅自己,
this means for the rest of their lives,
就是说他们在他们的一生当中,
they always feel guilty.
他们就一直感到非常的自责。
And when they feel this kind of guilt,
那他们感到这种内疚的时候,
actually some people even kill themselves because of this guilty conscience.
有些人因为这个良心不安到最后还自杀。
So that's why when someone sins against us,
所以有人得罪我们的时候,
because of love,
因为爱,
we don't allow them to blame on themselves.
我们不会允许他们来一直怪自己。
But because of love,
但因为爱,
we tell them it's okay.
我们会跟他们说,
yes,
没关系,
you made a mistake.
是的，你有犯个错误,
but let's move on.
但是我们一起往前走吧。
And this is the second sign.
这个就是第二种表现。
To allow others to forgive them, to forgive themselves for what they have done.
来帮助对方能够来原谅自己。
Let's go to Genesis chapter 50.
那我们来看, 创世纪第50章。
Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪第50章。
Verse 15 and 16.
第15跟16节。
18.
我们读到第十八节。
When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "Perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him." Verse 16.
十六节。
So they sent messengers to Joseph, saying, "Before your father died, he commanded, saying," verse 17.
十七节。
Thus you shall say to Joseph, "I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin." For they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servant of God, of your father. And Joseph wept, and they spoke to him. Verse 18.
18.
Then his brother also went and fell down before his face, and they said, "Behold, we are your servants." Right? You really can picture this. It's a very beautiful picture of how his brother, you know, really beg him for forgiveness.
我们在这里看到非常美丽的一幕，我们看到约瑟的哥哥到他面前真的来请求他原谅他们。
Because during this time, Jacob, their father, died.
因为在这个时候，他们的父亲雅各已经过世了。
So their brothers became very fearful.
所以所有的哥哥都非常的惧怕。
Why? Because Joseph was second in charge in Egypt.
因为这个时候约瑟是国中第二有权力的。
Joseph can just put him to death just like that.
约瑟可以就说一句话就把他们全部击死。
So that's why they became very afraid.
所以他们每个人都非常的惧怕。
Why they say perhaps Joseph will hate us?
他们想说或许约瑟还会怀恨我
们。And may actually repay us for all the evil which we had done.
还会照着我们所前代他的一切恶事来足足的报复我们。
So they send messengers to Joseph.
所以他们就打发人去见约瑟。
And they really beg him to forgive. Forgive them.
他们就真的恳求约瑟来原谅他们。
That's why they said, "Now please forgive the trespass of the servant of God of your father." And Joseph wept when they spoke to him.
所以这里他们才会对约瑟说，求你饶恕如今求你饶恕你父亲神你父亲神之仆人的过犯。
We know Joseph loved his brothers very much.
那约瑟就哭了。我们知道约瑟真的非常爱他的哥哥。
Because when they came to him,
因为他们到他面前的时候。
You know, they really ask him to forgive them.
约瑟的哥哥真的来请求约瑟来原谅他们。那约瑟里面真的感到很难过。
Why? Because his brothers felt so bad.
因为他知道说他的哥哥感到非常的难受。
And his father understood what they have. His brother understood what they have done to him.
他的哥哥们也都知道他们对他所做的事情。
So here they really punish themselves.
所以他们真的开始来惩罚自己。
But Joseph,
但是约瑟
he wept.
他哭了。
So what does this mean?
所以这是什么意思呢?
The third sign of true forgiveness.
真正完全饶恕的第三种表现。
Don't make the other people become afraid.
就是不会让对方感到惧怕。
Why? Because when someone do something wrong to us,
因为有人得罪我们的时候。
And when we have the upper hand,
当我们有这个强手的时候。
We say one day we'll take revenge.
我们可能想说我们有一天要来报复。
Then if the person knows that,
那如果这个人知道的话。
Then they live in fear for the rest of their life.
他们可能一生都是惧怕的过生
活。I remember one time,
我记得有一次。
My wife was taking a shower.
我太太在洗澡的时候。
And I took a glass of cold water and poured on her, right?
我就把这个一杯冰水再丢进去撒他。
And she was very, very upset.
那时候她非常的生气。
And she said to me,
她就跟我说,
"Rudy, you better sleep with one eye open, right?
Rudy, 你睡觉的时候要小心。
Because I will take revenge, right?
因为有一天我会报复。
You know, I will pay it back for what you have done, right?
你泼这一杯冷水，有一天我一定会泼回去。
And after that,
那所以在那之后,
anytime I take a shower,
我每次洗澡的时候,
I could never take a shower in peace, right?
我都没有办法平安的洗澡。
Because I know my wife, she would not bring a glass of water, cold water, pour. She would bring a bucket of cold water and pour on me.
因为我知道太太是不可能只是拿一个杯子来泼这个冰水，她一定会拿一整桶的冰水来泼我。
So every time I take a shower, like, oh, when is she gonna pour the water on me?
所以每次洗澡的时候，我都想说，她到底什么时候才用冷水来泼我呢
？Then one day I told, "Okay, pour the cold water on me already, right?"
所以有一天我就跟她说，拜托你就赶快把冰水丢在我身上吧。
So I know you take your revenge.
所以我就知道说你已经报仇了。
Then I don't have to fear anymore that you're going to pour cold water on me.
我就不用一直每天惧怕说你什么时候要泼这个冰水。
Sure enough, she went to take a whole bucket of water and she poured on me. Right?
所以她就去拿一整桶的冰水然后丢在我身上。
Of course, from then on, right?
所以从那之后
，When I take a shower,
当我洗澡的时候
，I still feel fearful because you know I did her once, she did only to me once, then she can do it another time, right?
因为我泼他，我是先用冰水泼他，所以他虽然泼我之后，他还是有权利再泼我。
But if someone pour water on us,
但有人用冰水来倒在我们身上的时候
no, ，and then they will be afraid we're gonna pour water back on them, right?
他们就会害怕说我们会不会来报复。
But we should not let them allow them to fear that kind, have the fear, you know, that kind of fear. Right?
但是我们不应该让他们有这种惧怕的感觉,
but to make them feel comfortable.
反而要让他们感到非常的舒适,
and ensure them, I will not take revenge.
你要跟他们保证说我们不会来报复.
See, that's what Joseph is saying.
所以在这里约瑟就对他们这样说,
because in verse 19,
我们看第19节,
Joseph said to them,
约瑟对他们说,
do not be afraid.
不要害怕,
for am I in the place of God?
我岂能代替神呢?
Here Joseph wanted to tell them, no, yes, you have done something wrong to me, but I will not take revenge. So don't be afraid.
这里约瑟想对他们说, 你们的确是有对我, 做这个这些过犯, 但是我怎么, 你们不要害怕, 我怎么可以代替神呢?
So that is the third sign of true forgiveness.
所以这就是完全饶恕的第三种表现.
Protect them from their greatest fear.
就让他们从他们最大惧怕当中得到保护.
And the fear that we're going to take revenge.
不要让他们有这种, 害怕我们会来报复的,
but Joseph, see, Joseph say no.
所以约瑟说不要害怕.
Do not be afraid.
你们不要害怕.
I will not do any of these things to you.
因为我不会对你们报复.
Then the fourth sign.
那第四种表现.
In verse 20.
第20节.
20:21.
第20跟20节.
But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it to this day, to save many people alive. Verse 21.
21节.
Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. The fourth sign is that this forgiveness is not only temporary. This forgiveness is a long life commitment.
这个饶恕是一生的这个决定.
Just like hear what Joseph said to them.
就像在这里约瑟所对他们所说的,
do not be afraid in verse 21.
21节, 你们不要害怕.
I will provide for you.
我必会养活你们,
your little ones.
和你们的,
so now I will forgive you throughout the whole generation.
就说我代代都会饶恕你们.
In other words,
换句话说,
if we truly forgive a person,
如果我们真正完全饶恕一个人,
it's not only temporary,
不只是暂时的,
but it's forever.
反而是永远的.
Then we will know we have forgiven from our heart.
我们才会知道我们是从心里来饶恕他们.
So may God help us.
所以愿神帮助我们.
Yes, we owe God 10,000 talents.
因为我们欠神是欠1,000万银子.
But when other brothers see the sin against us,
但其他弟兄姐妹得罪我们的时候,
it's just like them owing us 100 denarii.
好像只是欠我们10两银子一样.
This is nothing compared how much we owe our Lord Jesus Christ.
跟我们所欠主耶稣基督的债完全不能做个相比.
So we must forgive one another.
所以我们必须彼此来饶恕.
If we want our Heavenly Father to forgive us,
我们想要我们的天父来饶恕我们.
And the sign of true forgiveness,
那完全饶恕的这个表现,
don't let people know what have done to us.
就是不要到处去宣扬其他人对我们说什么. 这是第一种表现.
And the second sign,
第二种表现,
yes, even though we want that person to feel guilty what have done to us,
所以我们希望得罪我们的人感到很内疚.
But we should not allow them to.
我们不应该允许他们这样子的感觉.
Don't let them live with this guilty conscience the rest of their life.
不要让他们一生都良心不安.
That is the second sign.
这是第二种表现.
The third sign.
第三种表现.
We must be able to protect them from the greatest fear, and the greatest fear is we will take revenge upon them.
必须, 从他们最大的这个惧怕当中得到保护, 就是不要让他们惧怕说我们一定会来报复他们.
And forgiveness is not a temporary thing.
那饶恕并不是暂时性的东西.
It's lifelong.
这其实是一生的决定.
So may God help us.
所以愿神帮助我们.
Let's arise and sing hymn 343.
我们请一起站立唱赞美诗343首.
343.
343首.